Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Yes, you are your best customer, because if you don't believe in what you are doing, what you are saying, and how you're going about communicating, no one is going to see your belief within yourself because you don't believe that you have and are the best customer. So when you are the best customer for your own product, for your own service, for anything that you're doing, you have to know that when you are your best, now you believe in what you're doing. When you are the best, now you see the value of it. When you are the best, now you understand what the value is. So today we're going to be speaking about the value of understanding that you are your customers first, right? You are your first customers. And if you don't believe, why would anybody else believe in what you are doing, what you are thinking, and what you can possibly do? So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. And today we're speaking about how to identify how to be the best customer, or how to be your best self, or how to be the best that you can be throughout your process, throughout your journey, throughout everything that you're doing, because it takes time. And once you realize that it takes the amount of time that you put into yourself, now you can do it more often. So if this is your first time, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you engage with the conversation, because today we're talking about business information and how business information can really align you in the right direction, put you in a better position, because now you are your best customer. You are your best self. You are your best that you can be. And so today, being your best customer has to start with you and understanding what you're putting out to the world. So I want to write that on the board. You are your best customer. You are your best customer. You are your best customer. Best customer. Customer. There we go. You are your best customer. And see, the reason why this topic came about is because a couple days ago I went to like a pitch competition. And once I went to the pitch competition, I had to introduce myself multiple different times. I had to explain what I do multiple different times. And it got me in the place where I know what I would like to do now because of the amount of times I've been pitched, not just yesterday, but just over the last couple of months. And so what I've learned is that if I don't see value in myself, and if I don't have a belief in myself, if I don't understand what I'm doing, the next person is not going to understand. The next person is not going to even try to understand, because I don't see the value within myself. And so learning that we are the best customers of our own journey, our own product, our own services, is that we have to understand the stories that's tied into. We have to understand the process that we have went through. See, understanding that you are your best customer is recognizing that you are in the place where you are at today because of what you have been through. When you recognize what you have been through, now you can really position yourself correctly in a way where others will see your value, will see your confidence, will see you and be attached to what you are saying. See, it only matters when you make it matters. See, it only come to life or be brought to life when you bring it to life. See, you have to bring yourself. You have to bring your story. You have to bring your ideas to life in order for your ideas, your story, everything you have been through, to be displayed for those that's willing to watch, for those that's willing to learn, for those that's willing to learn. See, when you become your best customer, now you have to constantly sell to yourself that you can do it. And what are you doing? You can do what you are putting your mind to. See, starting business, starting Country Crew, when I started Country Creation half a decade ago, I was learning more about how to show up on camera. I was learning more how to deliver my talks. I was learning more how to communicate. And even though I was learning how to do all those things, it taught me that I can do it more often. I can do it a lot better. I can do it when I see the value in myself. I can do it without even changing who I am. I can do it without even sounding like the next person. See, I have value, and just because I could be the best customer, I am the best customer for myself, I have to know what I'm putting out to the world. I have to know what I'm trying to say to the world. I have to know why I'm trying to say to the world. See, the first point I'm going to hit on is to recognize or to learn your value. Learn your value. Learn your value. And see, the reason why I say learn your value, because your value has to be built. Your value has to be created. Your value has to come from you doing things. And so a couple years ago, I did this podcast. When I did this episode, it was with my apostle from my hometown. And so as we was doing this podcast, he made a statement that was actually a good statement. He said, never leave money on the table. Never leave money on the table. And at the time, I didn't understand what he was talking about, but he said, never leave money on the table. And at the time, I'm like, okay, that sounds good. But I didn't know the value that I can bring to the table to not leave no money on the table. So then I had to really learn and sit down with myself. What money am I leaving on the table if I don't see the value within myself? If I don't see the value that I have for myself? If I don't see what I know that's in me? See, one thing that stops me is that I wasn't for sure about what I was doing. I second guessed myself because I didn't think my story, my experiences, my what I've been through even mattered, because leaving money on the table comes from me not knowing what my value is. Me not knowing my value is means that I have to learn how to create the value, how to be more productive with what I'm doing. So yes, even though I was creating videos, I was making content, I was just doing a lot, I was learning how to create my value. I was learning how to, what I say, be my best customer. I was learning how to identify the path that I would like to go on. See, when I learned more about the path and direction, I became committed and I start building my value, because now when I go to different places, different networking events, different conferences, different events, I'm speaking about social media. I'm speaking about, hey, how are you like documenting your process? Like, how are you recording everything? Even though a lot of people are uncomfortable with recording their process and recording themselves, I still was throwing an idea out there. I still was just suggesting, like, hey, you are doing a lot. You're doing amazing, and the fact that you're not recording doesn't mean that you can't see your growth, that you can't see what you have been through. See, when I became my best customer, I was selling myself on social media. I was selling myself on creating content. I was selling myself on being consistent. Why? Because I was building my value. I was building and creating my value from just learning how to create videos. Learning how to create videos turned into so much more than I ever expected, because I didn't know what to expect. Now, even though I didn't know what to expect, I expected greatness. I expected for me to be good. I expected for me to be great. And my value was getting built because I was learning how to be consistent. I was learning a skill. I was learning how to show up on camera. Showing up on camera is the most difficult thing there is, because you have to really be comfortable with yourself and be open to communicating in a way where others will understand and see the value that you bring to the table, and see and recognize the table as the table is being set, as the table is being laid out. Your value is being brought because your value is in you. Your value is in your work. Your value is being displayed in the way what others can see and recognize your value. See, when my apostle said, don't leave no money on the table, he just said, it's just believe in yourself and recognize that you do have value to bring. You do have value to bring, to show to the table. You do have value to deliver. And it's identifying what value we can deliver that makes it tough. What value we can deliver that makes it challenging. What value we can show that makes it overwhelming. Because in order to be my best customer, to be the best customer, is that I have to be sold on my dreams. I have to be sold on doing the work. I have to be sold on being consistent, because if I'm not, the value that I'm trying to create won't even be shown because I keep stopping. Won't even be displayed because I'm inconsistent. Won't even be displayed because I don't see the value that I have for myself. See, when I learned my value, when I start to understand what value I have, I start to really dive into content creation. Not just necessarily content creation, but be committed for something that I had a desire for. See, even though I'm creating videos, I'm creating a lot of videos, doing a lot of podcasts, I'm learning a skill that everyone lacks. I'm learning a skill that everyone would like to learn. I'm learning a skill that's helping me build my value. See, a skill helps you build your value. Creating a skill helps you build your value. See, when I was younger, my mom put us in what is it called? Music class. And at that time, I was learning how to play the piano. My two brothers, Tim, he was learning how to play the drums. And then Tony, I believe, he was learning how to play the guitar. And so even though we went there for a short amount of time, I was seeing the value in the piano because I was the one pressing the keys. See, oftentimes we have to press the keys to discover what our value actually is. See, when I start to understand that we have value, that I have value for myself, I just have to learn the type of value that's in me. And so when my mama took us, to the music lesson place, I have to be open to learning. I have to be open to position my hands correctly. I have to be open to really learning the music, learning how to play. Now, don't get me wrong. We didn't keep going, but the time that we did go, it really like had me thinking like, this is fun to play the piano. This is fun. So why can I not continue to do it? So as I got older, I got my first keyboard. My first keyboard came from my brother when I was in Marine Corps. My brother Mason, he gave me the keyboard. And so I started playing. I started learning it. But then I was inconsistent with it. So my value didn't come from the piano. My value came from creating videos. And to this day, I still regret throwing my piano away when I transitioned to another state, because I missed the piano. I really want to play the piano and learn how to play it and mix up different keys, different tones, and different sounds to make it sound beautiful, to make it sound great, to make it sound phenomenal. See, I'm going to do it. I just know I'm going to do it. Because this is something I want to do as a hobby, as something for fun. Because piano and music is so, it moves you. It shows your creativity and it shows your value. So your value is being displayed on a keyboard. Your value is being displayed as music is being played. See, in this case, in this scenario, the music that I was speaking about is you actually pressing the keys, you playing the instrument that creates your value. I mean, I was stationed in California, and my friend, my guy, he was a guitarist. Like, he can play the guitar. Now, I've never heard anybody tone down a guitar live while they're playing. And so as he's playing it, it sounds good. It sounds phenomenal. It sounds great. So he's playing it. And so as we was talking, it was like three of us talking in a circle. He went from playing it loud to playing it low enough to where we could actually hear the conversation and let that music be the background. See, the value was in him playing it, and he recognized the type of value he could deliver to the world. See, when you learn the value that you have, you're creating it because you're practicing it when you're alone. You're practicing it when no one's around you. You're practicing it because this is something that you are sold on. See, you are your best customer because you have to sell yourself on a skill every single day, every single moment, every single week, because you are the one that gets better. You are the one that's creating the value. You are the one that's able to see that you're able to make a difference. You're able to grow and bring and show your value because others are willing to listen. Others are willing to listen. And when they're willing to listen, your value just constantly keep increasing. Keep improving. Keep showing up in the way with others like, what do you do again? What is your name? You sound pretty good. See, knowing that your value gets created when you learn how to create it, and when you're doing it for yourself because you are the one that sold on your dreams and your goals and your aspirations, is it become more doable than impossible, because you have to wake up every single day and sell yourself. You have to wake up every single day and be the one that's committed to the value. Your value gets shown and displayed when you have a goal to chase, when you have a dream to chase, when you have an idea to chase. See, recently, probably 2 weeks ago, I had an idea of creating a film. I have an idea of creating a film, and even though I have an idea, even though I want to put my experience in a story form, I have to know and learn the parts that goes into this. I have to know and learn what moving parts I need to do, what moving parts I need to focus on, what actions do I need to take. See, my value is being displayed because, one, I had a thought, I had a dream, I had a belief that I could do something, that I can make this film, that I can create this film. And so now I'm in the process of putting together the film, or putting together the pieces, so I can create the film. And so now, as my value is getting created from my thoughts is showing that my dream can come true, because I'm the one that sold on it. I'm my best customer, because if I don't see it coming together, nothing will ever come together. If I don't position it correctly, me positioning it correctly will not even happen, because I have to be the one that focuses on it. See, your value gets created when you are your best customer, when you become your best customer. And by customer, I'm saying when you are the one that sold on your product, on yourself. When I learned that your value gets created from yourself, the process behind everything that I started to do started with a belief. And then it came with a thought, and then it came with a dream. Because if I can believe I can do something, I can have and take the action to create the value that I'm looking for. See, value gets created. I'm going to put it right here. Value, arrow, gets created. Value gets created. No one wakes up who becomes valuable become less valuable because they don't believe they can. One thing that stops and help me is that I have to believe that I can. I have to believe that I'm confident. I have to believe the way I'm showing up on camera is the way I would like to show up on camera, and not no one else. Not anyone else, because I have to create the value for myself. Myself, me, I matter, because I'm the one that have to do the work. Back to my example of playing the piano sounds so magical, so smooth, so gentle. And when I learn how to play it, it's going to go so natural, because I'm just going to be playing it, and it's going to be flowing. But I have to believe I can do it. I have to believe I can play the piano, because when I press the keys, I'm the one that's creating the value. I'm the one that's creating the value. We went to a restaurant a couple years ago, and it was a guy playing the piano. It was a guy playing the piano, and the piano sounded good in the restaurant where everybody was eating, everybody was having a good time. But the guy is playing the piano so smooth, and he's setting the mood, he's setting the night, because the music sounds so good. The music, the keyboard sounds so good because the value is being created from him pressing the keys. The value is being created by him sitting down and playing the piano. See, your value gets created when you show up and show what value you have for yourself. So in order to never leave anything on the table, we're not necessarily just going to say money, not to leave opportunity, not to leave money, not to leave chance or something great. You have to know what's being brought to the table. You have to identify what's been discovered for the table. See, sometimes the tables just show you that you can actually do what you are putting your mind to. You can actually do and create the value that you're looking for if you believe you can. See, belief is so strong because it starts with you. It starts with you. How can I believe within myself to know that I have value for me? See, my value gets created when I learn what's being created. When I learn what I'm focusing on. When I learn how to be better. See, I can only be better when I know what I'm working towards. When I have a goal, when I have a desire, when I have a dream, something comes from this because I have to be willing. I have to be the one that's willing to do the work and focus on creating the value. See, when you are your best customer, you believe that you can do it. You believe that it's possible. You believe that your dreams can come true. You being your best customer is saying, I believe in what I'm doing, and the value that I created is because of my belief. And even though I have belief, I have information and data to back up what I'm doing. See, in business, the reason why you are your best customer is because if you are not sold on your product, if you are not sold on your service, if you are not sold on things that you're doing and putting out to the world, nothing will come from that because you don't have belief in what you're doing and selling. The reason why that's so important, because you make a difference when you see the value within yourself. I went to two restaurants yesterday, and two restaurants I went to was Chipotle and Taco Bell. And the two restaurants or the two fast foods was completely different, completely different experience. First off, Chipotle was like a restaurant. It was kind of like a fast food restaurant that is a fast food. So the service there was great. The way they asked you what would you like, the way they served it, the way everyone was moving, like it was estimate of 12. When I got there, it was an estimate of 12 individuals there ordering food. And they just made it so swiftly, so smooth. And when they made it smooth, I'm like, they see the value. They see their value. They're creating the value. And so when I was in the restaurant, the business, I'm just looking, I'm observing, I'm watching. And the fact that they are serving at a high rate, it shows that they see the value within their business. It shows that they see the value within their company. It shows that they see the value within themselves. And so I'm just sitting there, I'm applauded, I'm amazed from what I'm seeing because it's showing me a different perspective. It's giving me a different perspective. Prior to me going to Chipotle, I was told like, because I was speaking with my business coach, and he just said like, hey man, listen. He said, there's a reason why Chipotle and Taco Bell is completely different. One sells premium and the other one sells not premium. And at the time, I didn't fully understand that. And so when I went to go first to Chipotle, I saw good customer service. I saw a lot of people buying food. I saw a full restaurant or a smooth value that people can just keep coming and getting. And so when I went to Taco Bell, it was a completely different experience. It was a different experience because it showed me, one, that Chipotle knew the value. They see the value. And two, it's two completely different values that's being created, right? So when I pulled up to Taco Bell, one, the parking lot was empty. It was empty. It wasn't even, I was the only car there. So maybe I'm like, maybe it's the time. Maybe everybody's at work. No, well, I just left Chipotle. And so even though I'm there in the business and I'm looking at everything, the experiences was completely different because one had a lot of customers and the other one didn't have so many customers. And yet at the same time, the one that sees the value was doing and serving more. And so it helped me really realize that if I want to create the value that I want to have, or if I want to have a business that I think I can have, I need to start understanding the value that's being created. I need to understand the process behind the value and understand that the process is the value, and the value is showing that you can create a podcast. You can have a podcast. You can make a difference sharing your voice. See, understanding that there's a process behind everything, when we create our value, we have to go through steps. That's the next one I want to hit on. Point number two is you have to go through the steps. Go through the steps. And see, when you go through the steps, you have to start at the bottom. In order to create your value and learn your value, you have to start with identifying what your value even is. What you would like to bring to the world. What you would like to bring to the marketplace. How would you like to bring it? See, when I started making videos, the way I'm showing up today is completely different than how I was showing up when I first started. I was creating long form videos with a t-shirt, with shorts, you know. I was comfortable making videos. I was comfortable because I didn't really see the value that I was creating. There's nothing wrong with making videos and shorts and t-shirts, but if I want to bring a message to the world, if I want to create value for the world, I have to know that the way I'm showing up matters, because the way I present myself is creating my value. And so if I want to be taken serious, one, I know how to communicate. That's not the issue. If I want to be taken serious when someone don't even know who I am, I have to see the value within myself, because I have to become the best customer that I can be. I have to be my best customer because I have to see the value that I bring into the world. And in order to see the value, I have to know what value I'm bringing. Yes, I'm bringing confidence. Yes, I'm bringing swagger. Yes, I'm bringing a value that people can learn from. And it wasn't until this year I started to learn what value I was bringing. During the time when COVID was going on, half a decade ago, when I was in the Marine Corps, I was just creating videos. I was just making videos. I was just getting my phone and pressing record it and posting it. Now, it taught me that I'm building this skill, because oftentimes it's difficult to record, to know what to talk about, and to post it online without judging yourself, without the world judging you. It's just a matter of how well do you see your value, and what value are you even bringing to the table. And so when I started my podcast, I was learning how to create the value. So I'm asking everybody to be a part of my podcast. Well, not necessarily everybody, but everybody I came across, I'm like, hey, I got a podcast, and I think you'll be a great interviewee to go over different topics that you seem like you know and you're comfortable with. And so I'm putting myself out there because I want to speak to other individuals. So now as I'm speaking to other individuals, I have to learn that there's a process behind everything that I'm doing, because everything I'm doing has to be curated or created for my value. For my value. So when I start having conversations, having different interviews, one, I had to learn how to be a good interviewer. Two, I have to learn how to ask great questions rather than the same questions. How can I ask questions that are completely different that will lead to a further in-depth in conversation? So it wasn't the fact that I wasn't good, I didn't have value. It was more so I was learning how to create the value so the value can be shown when it's time to be displayed. Why does that matter? Because oftentimes how you improve shows without you saying I'm improving. So when I started creating videos by myself, I just knew that I'm creating value. At the time, I didn't know it was called value. I just knew it was something that I was doing for myself. It was something that I was inspired to do. It was something that I had a thought for. It was something that I had a dream for. It was something that I was inspired from. See, many times in life, it's the thought that come across us. It's the place that we're in. It's the conversation that we're having that gives us the idea and belief that we can do something. See, in order to be your best customer, you have to know the type of customer that you would like to be. What type of customer you would like to be served as. What type of customer you like to, or how you like to be handled, or not necessarily handled, but helped. So when I was in Chipotle, the service was completely different from Chipotle and Taco Bell. In Chipotle, they took care of what I ordered. And when they took care of what I ordered, it kind of felt like a five-star restaurant. And with Taco Bell, they care about what I ordered, but it was just like, it was just different experiences. They care about what I ordered. I got the food, I got it. And it was just two completely different experiences. Two completely different experiences. And so the fact that I'm able to identify that in business, you have to identify the type of customers and business you like to have. What I'm doing is I'm learning how to have the type of customers and business I like to have in order for me to be consistent, in order for me to create more value, in order for me to help more individuals. I have to know the type of individuals that I would like to help. Why is that important? Because your value is created from the people that you're helping. See, I want to look up the word value because value is important to understand. Value is so important because when we understand what the word is, now we can do it more often. See, value is the regard of something. Hello, let me move so you can see it. Value is the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. See, in order for you to have value, your value has to be useful. I was gonna say useless. It has to be useful. It has to make a difference. It has to make people think. It has to open people's minds. Because your value is something that you see, and it has to start with you in order to recognize that you're seeing it for yourself. And so for you to go through the steps, is first learning what your value is by identifying what you are doing, by recognizing that what you are doing is putting you in a better position, putting you in a better place, because it's showing you that you can do more than you think. When you do more than you think, you're creating the value that you didn't know that you have. So to be a better communicator, to be a better performer, to be a better content creator, there's something that has to go on, and the steps has to be not necessarily in order, but everyone starts from something. Everyone starts at the bottom. Everyone can't be great off top. Everyone cannot be great off top. Everyone has to find their voices. The step is, the three steps that first you have to find your voice. Go through the steps. Find your voice. The reason why finding your voice is so critical, is so important, and so needed for your value to be created is because when you find your voice, now you can start being more confident in yourself. You can start being more confident in your delivery. You can start being more confident in how you are communicating. See, when I started my journey a half a decade ago, I was learning how to be confident. I was learning how to find my voice. See, at the time, I didn't like my voice because I thought my voice sounded weird. I thought I looked weird on camera, and I thought I didn't know enough to even to continue to make the videos. See, I had doubt, and I still did it. And it came to a point where I kept trying to change my voice. I kept trying to change how I show up, what I talked about, how I delivered it. It got to a point where it got tiring because I wasn't being myself. I wasn't showing up as my true self. I wasn't showing up as my true self because I wasn't my best customer. I wasn't my best customer because I didn't know how to be my best customer. And it was a struggle because I knew I wanted to say something. I knew I wanted to bring something to the table. I knew I wanted to deliver a message. But the way I was delivering it wasn't myself because I was comparing myself to other successful individuals. I heard this quote many times, many different times. But when I first heard it, I heard it from Dr. Eric Thomas. And he says, don't compare my 20-year experience to your one-year experience. Meaning, don't compare what I've been doing for the last 2 decades to your 1 year, or you're just starting. And so when he said that, it made me think that he's been doing it for 20 years, over 20 years. And he's been doing it for over 20 years, which means that he has a lot of practice. He has a lot of value. He see what can come from this, and he's been doing it for so long. And even though he's been doing it for so long, He know the value that he's bringing. He understand the steps because he found his voice. And so when he said it, it made sense because I'm like, huh. I've been creating videos. I've been creating content. I've been doing different podcasts for, at the time, it was like 2-3 years. And I wasn't as confident. How do you get as confident as Dr. Eric Thomas? Easy. You create your value when you identify where you are at. See, when you find your voice, you are at step one because you're getting comfortable with how you're delivering. You're getting comfortable with how you're showing up, and you're learning how to be your best customer. Because if you don't believe in your message, why should the next person believe in your message? If you don't believe in what you're saying, why should the next person even understand what you're delivering? If you don't believe it, how would anybody else see it? See, one thing that really helped me, that really gave me a different perspective in life, was that first I had to find my voice. And as I'm finding my voice, I had to stop being so hard on myself. Next step is that you have to just stop being so hard on yourself. Stop being hard on yourself. On yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. So at the time, when I was creating videos, when I didn't have no consistency, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I was hard on myself because I didn't see the value that I was trying to bring. I didn't see the impact that I was trying to make because I was looking for something, a validation or comfortability or something that inspires me to keep going, and nothing ever came up. Nothing came about. And so now I'm thinking I'm doing something wrong because I'm not seeing the value for myself. How does someone be committed to the process if the process is so overwhelming? How does someone keep going when you keep going, it's so challenging? How does someone find themselves when finding themselves is so difficult? See, I had all these questions because I was trying to do what I had and believed that I can do, and do what I was believing that I can do, taught me that you can do what you put your mind to. See, your value gets created when your value is built from yourself. And when your value is built and it comes from you, you show that it's possible. I was showing to myself and proving to myself that it's possible. Not only is it possible, it's possible for me. It's possible for me because I'm the one that's doing it. I'm the one that's doing it. In order for the music to be played, the instrument has to be played. The one that has the value has to play the instrument in order for the sound to be produced. In order for the sound to be played. In order for the sound to be heard. So your value has to be heard by you creating a skill around a talent that you have. See, when I was talking to my buddy when I was in California, he was playing that guitar. And as he was playing the guitar, first off, he was playing it so smooth. He was playing it so smooth because the song that he was playing, it just flowed. I don't know if it was his own or a different one, but it just flowed. And see, when it just flowed, he became his best customer because think about the amount of time that he had to practice by himself, that he had to play when he was alone, when he had to listen to the bad music. See, the notes can only be improved in music when one understands why the note is wrong. See, your craft, your value can only be improved when one understands why what the value is. And that's so important, it's so needed because it shows you that you don't have to be so hard on yourself. You don't have to have all the answers today. But what you can do is that you can keep going. As you keep going, your answers will come in due time. In due time, it shows that your value is being created. See, when you are your best customer, you no longer second guess the work that you're doing, because the work that you're doing, it first you're doing it for yourself. Next, you're doing it because you're finding your voice. And then after that, you begin to be hard on yourself because you don't see any results from it. Well, when I was creating videos, a half a decade ago, when I was creating videos, I was seeing results. I was seeing small impact, but it wasn't the impact I was looking for. It wasn't the impact I was looking for because I didn't know what to look for.
And so it caused me to be so hard on myself because I didn't understand what I was bringing to the table, what I was delivering, and how it's being delivered. See, oftentimes, sometimes that self-validation is so important because we have to get out of our heads to stop being so hard on ourselves. When we stop being so hard on ourselves, now we can see the impact and the value that we're creating for ourselves. Why is that important? Because your value is in you, and when you bring your value out, it has to be practiced. It has to be learned. It has to be created. Why? Because one sees your value. And when one sees your value, that means that you're doing the work behind the scenes. Many times in life, you have to do things when no one is looking. You have to do the work when no one is listening. You have to do the impossible when there's no one there to say, hey, you're doing a good job. And see, what inspired me to keep going was that I got a message that said, even if you're helping one person, you helping a lot of people. I said, ooh, I need it that way. I need it that way. See, the reason why I need it that way, because it gave me proof that the value that I'm bringing to the marketplace or the world or online is that it's making a difference. It's making a difference. I might not see the difference that's being made, but I know it's making a difference from that one message. Not even just that one message, but the fact that they took the time out to type that. It shows that I'm doing something right. It shows that I'm creating value. And the type of value that I'm creating, I have to still discover what I'm bringing to the table. What's being brought to the table and how it's being delivered. See, when I order something from Amazon, I know it's coming from Amazon because one, they delivered the product so quickly. It could be a camera. It could be, I don't know how they do it so quickly. That's the incredible thing about it. They do it so swiftly that you can order something today and have the same order or delivery either tomorrow or the same day. So their customer service experience is phenomenal. It's amazing. And when I order from Amazon, I know I'm ordering from Amazon. One, because of what the box says, and two, how quickly it gets here. Now, if I go to a different place, it's not Amazon, it'll probably take the product or the whatever I purchase a couple days to even get here. A couple days, maybe a couple weeks. The difference in that is that Jeff Bezos or Amazon, they see or they are their best customer. Which means they understand what a customer needs, what their customer needs. And so one video I saw with Jeff Bezos, he just said that he put the customer first. And as they put in the customer first, they understanding what experience and they would like to have, what experience the customer, would like to have. And it's so important because when you become your best customer, now you start to learn and create different values in a way where it will help people that you are willing to connect with, individuals that you like to show, individuals that you like to be around, because it shows that you're doing the right thing. And when you're doing the right thing will show that why you're doing the right thing. Why? Because it matters what you say. It matters what you do. And also matters how you go about doing it by the amount of times you're doing it. Why? Because it's so important to even say that you can do something, that you will do something, that you have done something. See, your value is being created when you find your voice, when you find your value, when you discover what you are bringing to the table. Because as you're bringing something to the table, it's helping you be consistent. It's helping you bring more value. It's helping you deliver it more. Because as you are delivering it more, you're making a difference. Cause you're not hard on yourself. I spell self wrong. There we go. You're not hard on yourself. Cause the work and the value that you're doing, you're showing that it's possible. You're showing that it's possible because you're doing it for yourself. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to do it for yourself first. Three. Do it for yourself first. You are your best customer because you are the one that's doing it for yourself first. Why is that important? Because if you don't see the value in it, why should anybody else see it? When I was creating videos, I knew something was coming from this. Something is here. I know I might not be saying the I might think I'm not saying the right thing, but I'm gonna post it anyways. I'm gonna do it anyways because what I'm saying is coming from the heart. What I'm delivering is coming from myself. What I'm giving to the world is coming from my message. See, as I was trying to figure it out, I was doing it as I was figuring it out, but I was doing it for myself. I was doing it for myself first because I had to learn how to do it for myself. And see, the reason why that's so important because it shows me that I have to learn more about what I'm doing. I have to learn more about the people I would like to help. I have to learn more about business. See, when I learn more about business, I have to position myself correctly because I have to do something first in order to create and understand what the problem is. And so when I was at this pitch competition a couple days ago, I was learning what the problem is because I was speaking to a couple individuals, they said a coach is not going to help you identify the problem that you would like to solve. A coach is here to give you ideas on the problem that you are currently solving. And so he said that, I'm like, what do you mean? A coach is here to give you ideas on what you can improve on for the problem that you're solving? He said, yeah. And then he explained it further. The problem that you're solving, it should be already identified. Now you just got have to go learn how to solve it. And so when I was there, it made me think like, that's confusing. That's kind of confusing. It taught me that if I don't become my best customer and learn all the details that I've been through and remember and jot down a process around it, what I would like to do and the difference I would like to make, it will be so hard for me because I don't have I haven't identified what the problem is. The problem in business is the most important because it helps you solve it even better. There's a book that's called Focus on the Problem and Not the Solution. I read it, I listened to it, and I understood that your value gets created when you can identify the problem that you would like to solve. And so then it really had me thinking like, you can solve a problem. You can create your value from the problems that you solve. So that made me be more open to learning more about what I would like to do and how to go about doing it. It gave me confidence, one, that I was on the right path. It gave me clarification that I'm doing the right thing that I need to do. And three, it showed me that you're doing the right thing. You just have to keep doing it and just in a way where you're bringing more value. You're creating more of a conversation around what you're doing. It starts with me. It starts with you first because you are the one that has to be sold on the idea. You have to be the one that believed in the idea. You have to be the one that sees the vision. Because in order for others to get around and help you with something that you are struggling and lacking, the vision and the value has to be there. It has to be there. I remember when I was playing football, it's 11 guys on the field. 11 guys on one side and 11 guys on the other. And if one player does not do their role, does not play their role, the play can either go good and it can go bad. So, excuse me, for instance, if there's a wide receiver and the play goes from a fake run, a fake power, to a wide receiver going deep and a cornerback feeds in on the fake, that wide receiver is wide open. See, in order for 11 players, 11 guys that's on this field to do their role, they have to understand what their role is. In life, to understand what your value is, you have to learn and create what the value is. Why is that important? Because you have to do the role and be responsible of it. I can't play 11 positions because I was only one person. But I can be the best linebacker that I can be at the time that I was playing it. Why is it so important? It's so important to focus on what you're doing because your value gets created when you pay attention to what you're doing. When you see how you're doing it and you deliver it in a way where people can see and understand it. Because when people understand it, now they see your value. Now they see what you can bring to the table because the table is already set. And as the table is already set, you're delivering your value. You're delivering your value to those that's willing to listen, to those that's willing to learn, to those that's willing to identify and raise their hand that they say they have a problem. See, one thing that pushes you forward is that when you do it for yourself, now you can do it for others. See, I'm learning that when I do it for myself, when I create content for myself, have different topics and ideas that I would like to talk about, if I can do it for myself, I should be able to do it for other people. I should be able to do it for other individuals because I've done it for myself. I started with me because I was my best customer. I was my only customer. And so a couple of days ago when I was at the pitch competition, one of the coaches was like, "How many customers have you helped?" I said, "Well, I only helped one at this time because I'm relatively new. And later on down the line, I will be helping more." He said, "Well, actually, you have two customers." Did what he did? I said, "Huh?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You got the customer that you already helped, and you have yourself. You are your best customer." He said he was working with a marketing firm or a guy that's in marketing in a marketing firm. And he asked what the problem was. The problem was that he couldn't get customers or leads. He was like, "Huh?" He said, "You're helping other people do what you do. And you're struggling with getting customers. Something's not adding up. Something's not making sense. Because how do you do it for other people and you're not doing it for yourself?" See, when he said that, it made me rethink that you have to have value, understand the value that you're doing. As you're doing the value that you're doing for other individuals, keep doing it for yourself. I said, "Ooh, that's deep." See, when you start with yourself, when you do it for yourself first, you recognize that there is a need. That you recognize that there is a problem. When I went through Action Zone Business Course twice, I was learning more about what I would like to do and who I would like to serve. I was getting the information correct. I was getting the lingo improved. Like I was learning the terminology that I didn't expect to learn, and it positioned me in a better place, a better position that can help me not only be well prepared, but be prepared in the way where I can identify the problem that I would like to solve. Why? Because we all struggle with something. But every time we all struggle with something, there's one that's created a value that can solve that problem. So when I learned how to be my best customer, I start to learn about social media. I start to learn about marketing. I start to learn about business, because one thing that I was lacking when I was making videos half a decade ago was that I was learning how to be confident. I was learning how to be clear. I was learning how to communicate effectively so my communication can be effectively understood. Why is that important? Because it's important because I'm doing it for myself. I've been doing it for myself for the last decade, and it really made sense. It really came back to light and came and showed up in a different perspective because it helped me identify what I'm doing, how I would like to go about doing it, and why it even matters. See, it matters because I'm the one that's doing it. It matters because you are the one that's doing it. It matters because there's your value is being built. And it's being built because you are the one that's building it. I remember I watched this video or saw this quote or something like that. It said that you can't build a house if you don't have the foundation. And so when I was in my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas, when I was there, I went to this place, and they had a foundation like bricks, So they was putting the bricks and building the bricks together around the house or where the house would be. So as they was doing it, I'm just looking at it like, this is really fascinating. So they're building the brick, and as they're building the foundation with bricks, it's like, oh, you have to have a strong base to build from, because if you don't have strong base, if you just have wood as your foundation, the wood probably won't hold up as much like that. I don't know for sure. I'm just using like different example, but concrete and wood is completely different. It's completely different because wood can get mildew. Wood can easily break. To my knowledge, I'm not no construction worker. Furthermore, When you got concrete, though, I know concrete is challenging to knock down. I know for sure concrete is challenging to knock down because it's even heavier to hold. It's heavy to hold. And so when you have your foundation, when you have something that you can build from, now you build on top of your value and let your value start speaking for itself. Why? Because others see and recognize the value that you're bringing to the table. How can you bring your value to the table and make a difference if you don't know the value that you're bringing to the world? See, the reason why that's so important, because when you become your best customer, you really learn about your process, really be open to your journey. They really see the value that you're bringing. It's so difficult to recognize the value that you're bringing because we're so creative. We have so many thoughts in our head. We have so many different ways to do many different things. And it's hard to identify the one that we would like to solve. I want to start playing piano, but at this moment, I'm not starting playing piano. One, because I don't have one. Two, because I haven't bought it yet. Three, because I haven't made the time for it. Now, when I make the time for it and I start playing the piano, is now you're going to see like, oh, he's building his value. He's building his value. Now he's building his value. And see, the reason why that's so important, because we all have some type of skills that's inside of us. And even though it's inside of us, it can come outside of us so we can start building value and creating value around what we're doing. So when I went to, I've been going to different business coaches, different business courses. And so I went to this event. It was called like Money Is. And he was talking about like tax-free accounts, and he was just teaching on what they are, and so on and so forth. And as he was teaching, he was showing us the value that he had. He was teaching us the information that he knew. He knew the problem that we had because we, one, lacked the information, and two, didn't understand, and three, he positioned it correctly in a way where we can understand it. So now it's like, oh, that made sense. So now when you do and create value for yourself, you have to keep learning. Because when you're doing it for yourself, you have to learn how to be and communicate that effectively to the other people, to other individuals. The reason being, because when you recognize how you would like to communicate, how you would like to show and demonstrate your value will always be with you. And see, I want to look up the definition of value again, because it's so important to know that we all have some type of value, and the value that we have, it can be built. And so it says the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. See, your value is useful because it's worth something. It's worth something. At this time, half a decade ago, when I started making videos, when I started really like taking social media serious, I was building my value because I knew it was worth something. I didn't know what it was worth. I didn't know what it can lead to, but I just continued to do it. I continued to show up. I continued to learn. Because when you become your best customer, now you start to see the details that and position yourself correctly that not only will help you, but can help others. So the difference between Chipotle and Taco Bell was the customer experience. The customer experience was completely different from one another. And in business, the customer experience has to be different because the value has to be shown and understood and possibly learned. And the reason why it's so important is because when you identify the value, when you learn your value, you can create on top of that. You can create on top of your foundation because your foundation starts with a strong base. When you have a strong base, now you can build on top of that. You can stack your skills. You can improve your skills. You can improve over time. And as you're improving over time, you have to know that you're building on top of your foundation. Because when you have a strong foundation, you have something that can support your value that's being built. And so when you have support, that when you have a foundation that supports your value has to go through steps. First, you have to lay down a foundation, which means you have to find your voice first. You have to be comfortable with your voice. And as you're being comfortable with your voice, you have to know that you can, that it's okay to stop being so hard on yourself. You're not going to know everything all at once. You're not going to know everything all overnight. And the moment you commit to learning the information that you do not know, the information that you do not know will become a part of your value, because now you understand it even more. Now you understand it even more. And in business, you have to know that the journey behind your growth, the journey behind your development, is the journey behind you solving a problem, comes from you recognizing the value that you bring to the marketplace or to the world or to others that are struggling with a similar problem. See, it helps you because it shows that you're doing the right thing for yourself. If you're not doing it for yourself first, then you're not doing it for your best self, because you're doing it in a way that's appealing to the others, and not yourself. And so when you do it for yourself first, you have to know that you doing it for yourself is positioning you differently, because it's showing that you're able to communicate, that you understand, and that you recognize different problems from this value that you're bringing that can not only position you correctly, but can show how you're positioning correctly. Value, your value is worth being shown. And as it's been shown, you have to know that it takes time for everyone to understand and learn more about what you're presenting and what you're delivering to the world. The world is meant to see your value. The world is meant to learn from your value. The world is meant to learn from you. Reason being, because your value comes from you being your best customer first. You have to be your best customer first. And in business, there's a process that goes on with that, because the customer experience is key to have more customers come back. And so when I was doing I was speaking to my business coach yesterday, he was telling me that your customers are at different levels. Your customers are at different stages. Your customers are at different phases. And if you're able to identify the problem on phase one, now you can start building on top of that. That's where that foundation is built from. Your foundation is you learning more about yourself. When you learn more about yourself, now you can identify the problem that you like to solve. Excuse me. If you got value from this, make sure you share this with a friend that's struggling to have and know who their best customer are. And make sure you subscribe. And if you got value from this, leave in the comments your biggest takeaway on how to identify your best customer for yourself. I appreciate y'all. Share this, like this, and leave a comment down below. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. So.